From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Europe struggles with a migrant issue still. European leaders meeting in Brussels are considering sending 400 border guards and setting up new checkpoints if the EU's frontier states drop their policy of giving migrants passage to other countries. A draft statement also broached the possibility of deploying more ships off the coast of Greece and agreeing not to send migrants from one country to another without prior agreement. On the sidelines of the summit Sunday, Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić, who had earlier called for a comprehensive solution to the migrant crisis, asked a question that still has not been answered.
The question was what we would do with those people if those people wouldn't like to stay in all our countries. Are we going to put them in jail? I suppose not. And that's a key issue. And that's a key problem for all of us.
Sunday's meeting is the latest in a series of top-level EU meetings on the subject. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday adding video surveillance to the Temple Mount site in Jerusalem, referred to by Muslims as Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday Israel and Jordan agreed on specific steps to reduce the violence, including the video monitoring.
To provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif.
John
Kerry. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. This is VOA News. The Republic of Congo voted Sunday on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. Results from the referendum are expected later this week. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly, with no incidents of violence or unrest. Haitians voted for a new president Sunday. Turnout was reported large as voters faced a ballot featuring more than 50 presidential candidates. Long lines were seen at some polling stations in the capital, Port-au-Prince, before the voting ended. Ivory Coast is holding the first round of presidential elections Sunday. President Alassane Ouattara, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Argentines voted in elections to choose their next president, the successor to President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Fernandez's chosen successor, Daniel Scioli, was leading in early vote counting, but it was not certain whether he got enough votes to avoid a runoff. Looking for a fresh start? Guatemalans went to the polls today and elected a comedian as president of their country. Jimmy Morales, a former TV comedian with no political experience, appears poised to beat former First Lady Sandra Torres, according to opinion surveys. People in Poland voted in a parliamentary election, choosing 460 lawmakers in the lower house and 100 in the Senate. Based on an exit poll, it appears the opposition Law and Justice Party has gained a big victory with enough seats in parliament to govern alone. That's Ewa Kopacz. She's Poland's outgoing prime minister. She conceded defeat and thanked her supporters. The world would be a better place if dictators such as Iraq's Saddam Hussein and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi were still in power. That from top Republican U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Those comments were aired Sunday on the CNN State of the Union program. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the joint U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic prison in northern Iraq last week. That raid freed 69 hostages. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has apologized for what he calls mistakes made during the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In a CNN interview, Blair also cites the invasion as a trigger for current conflicts in the region, including the rise of the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.